But now, back to last night's nail-biting drama.
The very last country to go to Saturday's grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2022 is...
Oh, Serbia got the last spot last night in the second semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest in Turin, causing Ireland to crash out yet again, failing to make it to the grand final. Well, Henry McKean was in the arena for us and he joins us live now from Turin. Good morning, Henry.
Pronto, Pat. How are things?
You sound remarkably fresh for a man who should have been out commiserating all night. So what went wrong?
Yeah, it was a long, long night, and there was huge Irish support in the arena. And it's hard to say why we didn't qualify for this grand final, because it was perhaps our best entry in years. Brooke worked her socks off, but the fierce competition was there from other countries. I got to speak to the head of delegation, Michael Keeley, outside Eurovision, and I asked him how he was feeling, and he spoke to News Talk exclusively.
Absolutely gutted. For Brooke and for the people that she brought to this team, Emer Walsh, the choreographer, Ronan, her manager, all the dancers, obviously, Helen, who worked so hard on wardrobe, and Billy, who did the makeup, you know. I mean, it's the culmination of 3 months' work. People think we turn up, you know, the day before and throw this act together. We don't. It takes a lot to put an act like this together and to have it all come down to 10 excruciating minutes in the green room is brutal, to be honest.
And you did your best, you put the work in, commiserations.
Well, thank you very much. It's a tough competition, and I think anybody who looks at it objectively can see the standard of song, the standard of performer, the standard of singing in this competition. It's not a joke competition by any means at all. It's the elite of performers around Europe, and that's the level we've got to compete at. And I think Brooke reached that standard, absolutely, and I thought she deserved to go through.
So that's Michael Keeley, the head of delegation there from RTE. What does Brooke think herself? What does her mam think?
Yeah, I got to speak to Tracy Brooke, her mum. I spoke to her. You know, she's very proud of her daughter, and she's also, you know, quite sad, like a lot of us. And here is a short clip of Brooke speaking to her fans.
Yeah, tonight was unreal. We could not have done any more. I'm so proud of what we did. I hope you're proud of it too. Doesn't make any sense to me, but look, it is what it is. Look how much I've cried. It's so bad. But no, thank you so much for all the support. It's all good.
And that's despondent Brooke after crashing out of the semi-final. What about those Eurovision super fans, Henry? Loads of them there. What do they think?
Yeah, it's like a cult out here. Just like Brooke, they're gutted. I met them at the Eurovision afterwards in Turin.
I'm Luke, and I'm a big Eurovision fan, and it's my first time ever coming to Eurovision in person. Usually,
wow.
I just watch it on TV.
So you must be gutted.
I am, yeah. I thought this year, like, Brooke seems like the most likable, most friendly, you know, outgoing entrant we've had in a long time, and I thought that she would at the very least qualify for sure.
I'm Kieran and I'm devastated.
Everyone was kind of cheering for Brooke.
We got the whole crowd up and standing and cheering for no one else.
Yeah.
The whole crowd got up. But for Ireland, we got them up. And we still didn't get through. So what do we have to do to get through?
And there was quite a lot of Irish in the stadium.
There's so
many
of us here.
Yeah, we were surprised about how many Irish were here.
Pretty devastated for Brooke. We thought we had it this year. But we're really proud of her. She did Ireland really proud. And she was fantastic on stage, and the energy there was electric as well.
Like, she couldn't do any more, you know?
She couldn't do any more?
No, like, she did. She did really well.
How do you feel?
Devastated. I feel like it was the semi-final of like the World Cup, and we got as far as we could. We left it all out in the field.
She couldn't really do any more. I think she really deserved to get through this year. Like, we did, definitely.
And Colton? We're disappointed, you know, because Brooke was really good. We're really disappointed,
yeah.
But...
I'm absolutely gutted for her. Brooke was absolutely amazing.
She was the best entry in years.
She put on a show. She done a brilliant show.
I think when she didn't get through, we were all like shocked, devastated. Yeah.
Like, I've been in Turin since Monday, And as they've walked through the streets, everybody is saying, "That's Rich," back to us.
That's Rich, yeah.
And they've come from every country across the world. So I'm really surprised that we didn't, to be quite honest.
There was so much support from everyone across, like from all the countries. Coming into the show, everyone we saw was singing our song, and yet they didn't support us.
Didn't support us. I'm just wondering what our listeners think who watched the competition last night, because it's one thing to be stomping your feet in the arena itself, but most people who are voting, or virtually all of them, are watching it on the telly at home. So how did it come across? Was it on point? Why did we not do better? Anyway, sad Eurovision fans there, Henry. But there was a silver lining, was there not?
Yeah, Pat, and you're right. There's that difference between being in the stadium because of all the lights compared to watching it on TV. But a young couple, they got engaged in that arena. Maybe it was all the lights. Here is a soon-to-be wife, Mrs. and Mr. Kilduff.
So my name's Kira Tracy.
My name's Mark Kilduff.
You guys got engaged. Did you get engaged?
In front of the sign over there, inside
really?
The arena, yeah.
In the arena?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we're delighted. Absolutely. Brooke didn't qualify, but we're still kind of buzzing. We're still buzzing.
Did you have any idea that he was going to propose?
No, not right here. Not at all. You know, I thought, oh yeah, like we know we're in that place, but I did not think this particular place. So it's just been so exciting.
Even though it's been a wonderful night, slight down on the fact that Ireland didn't qualify.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, we really enjoyed the performance by Brooke.
It was Ireland's best entry in years.
And like,
it's so good.
It was great because this is our first Eurovision, and we were so happy that we really loved the act. We loved Brooke, like, you know, so it was great
we
could get behind her. But I mean, disappointing for sure that she didn't qualify. But we know she has great things ahead of her, definitely.
How did you put the question?
So it was in front of the sign over there, in front of the Eurovision sign.
And what did you say?
I said, Kira, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me, and she fills my life with laughter. So I wanted her to my life to continue like that. So I was like, and then I think she wasn't even listening at that stage.
Yeah, that sounds great. I didn't know that that's what he said because I was so in shock.
And can I see the ring?
Of course, yes.
Wow, massive diamond.
So we've got a sapphire here, which is actually my birthstone. I'm September, so very exciting. And he did really well. I was shocked how well he did.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Ireland didn't win tonight, but we did.
Ireland didn't win tonight, but we definitely won.
I'm having a chat with Mary Kilduff, Mark's sister, who got engaged.
She's
Mary
got the ring into the stadium.
You brought the ring into the stadium. You must be, you know, delighted, but at the same time, a bit disappointed with the result.
I am disappointed with the results, but we literally made magic tonight getting that ring into the stadium. The proposal was gorgeous, and there was like probably 100 people around us cheering on as he proposed. It was amazing, and I was bawling crying.
So congratulations to Kira Tracy and Mark Kilduff, who got engaged in the Eurovision arena. Now, we're trying to figure out why we didn't qualify for the Eurovision Grand Final. So, Henry, what are the experts saying?
Yeah, the experts, they're scratching their head, Pat. Here is Neil Farren, online journalist from Eurovision website Vox Voix.
I think gutted is a little bit of an understatement. Look at that performance and you see the crowd going along, and I think one of the biggest performances from the crowd, and I just let out a huge, giant roar out of the end of Brooke's performance because I was so happy. And she did the very best she could on stage. Like, I don't think she could have done anything more herself, and neither could her dancers. Like, what everyone saw on stage was the absolute best. And I thought that we did have a chance of making it through, but it was a very tough semi. But we went down, but we did not go down without trying. But it's hard to remain upbeat at the same time, because like you see the euphoria of the journalists from the countries that did qualify as well, and you wish you could share in that happiness, and then you're just left here kind of languishing and wishing, what's another year?
Not quite as good as Johnny Logan's vocals, but that's What's Another Year, the great song written by Shay Healy, which won in The Hague all those years ago, and I was there when it happened. Anyway, good news for, Eurovision, Australia on the other side of the world, and they qualified last night.
Yeah, Australia are part of Eurovision. I know it's one of those unusual things about Eurovision. And those memories that you mentioned, Pat, so many Irish people want to feel that. The Australians want that moment. And Sheldon Riley, he has a belter called Not the Same, with a big set of stairs and fancy massive white outfits and feathers and diamonds. Here are Australian fans, and they flew all the way from Australia to be here, and they are absolutely delighted.
We're so excited. It was amazing.
Can't wait for Saturday night. It's going to be amazing. Go,
Go Sheldon.
And what do you think? I mean, Australia, you never know. They could beat Ukraine, but unfortunately you can't host it. What country would host it for you?
I've been in Sydney for 10 months.
It'll probably have to be UK. United Kingdom.
Have to be UK.
Has to be.
Has to be.
Or maybe Ireland.
Or Ireland. Happy Ireland as well.
Know your audience, guys. Know your audience.
So you are thrilled.
Absolutely. Chuffed. Couldn't believe it that he got through. It was amazing.
And did you travel far to be here?
We came from Melbourne, Australia.
So you are
just
super fans.
Absolutely.
We love it.
We're not the same.
Oh my goodness. Australia doing so was amazing. I feel like the song probably spoke to an awful lot of people. I feel like it was very personal for the artist, and it was incredibly moving, and the performance was visually stunning as well.
I'm absolutely ecstatic. The level of happiness being there is like a completely different experience than what you watch on TV.
So Henry McKean talking to Australian fans after they qualified for the finals on Saturday night in Turin. If Henry is still on the line, Henry, you are?
I'm here. Yes, Turin calling, Pat.
Yeah.
Turin
now calling. Tell me, have you got your ticket for the grand final?
Well, this is the thing. They're like gold dust. They're between €250 and €900. Remember, this particular arena, because of COVID, they don't have as many seats as they would usually. They are like hot cakes. Also, they're really strict. You've got to show your passport, and it has to match your name on your passport to stop ticket touts and stop people like me showing up last minute going, can I have a ticket, please? But that's not going to put me off. I'm sure I can still get a ticket with my name on it and my passport beside it. So I haven't given up completely. And remember, the grand final will still be a spectacular night, despite Ireland missing out again. Remember, we haven't been in the final since 2018.
Yeah, I must say the light show that the producers put on was absolutely sensational. I mean, what they can do now with the technology is just wonderful. Anyway, Henry, you can enjoy the rest of your recovery day and gird your loins for the big night tomorrow night.
Ciao, Pat.
All the best. Henry McKean reporting from Turin. Now, some of the comments coming in. I thought she smashed it. She did Ireland proud, says one. Another one, we should boycott it at this stage. They clearly don't want us in. We should try and stop trying to do Europop. Just go with what we do best, with Celtic music, for example. Stop trying to be something else. Another one says, send the turkey again. Ray says, why are people so surprised that Ireland didn't make it through? It's the same every year. The winner is picked before the competition begins. They just go through the motions because they have to. This year's winners are going to be Ukraine. Everybody knows that they've already won. It's car crash TV, and every showing of the competition has to have a political statement. So don't be shocked. Well, Ray, it might be that Ukraine will get all the popular vote, but everyone will be watching to see who came second then, because that might be portrayed or perceived to be the real winner. But there's a lot of different stuff going on now compared to back in the day when this whole thing started. You'd watch the competition and the songs would be a revelation. You wouldn't have prior exposure to them. Now, of course, they're released in all the territories and you can download all the songs in advance. So, you know, a song that might be not immediately appealing becomes a grower, and all over Europe, people get to know the growers and they cast their votes in that way. But occasionally there are songs. I remember when Nicole won it years and years ago for Germany, everybody knew, even though the world hadn't heard the song, that she was going to win. And then when she did win, she sang a reprise in German because she had to, first verse. But then she sang the second verse in English and the third verse in French, making it a truly cosmopolitan song. But her entry was sung absolutely in German because that was the rule at the time. Now, any country can sing in the international language of pop music, which is English.